We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking Alec Murdaugh, obviously. It's kind of the big thing at the moment. Today we're talking with Mark Pucci about the case, getting his insights. He's a retired New York City police detective and founder and CEO of the National Institute for Law and Justice. Let's just start here. I want to hear your thoughts. What do you think about Alec Murdaugh's testimony in the last week?
Self-deprecation is a tried and true, you know, strategy. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want to do is give this guy any kind of, you know, positive, you know, props or anything. But when you look at someone who, you know, spent decades as a successful defense attorney, who probably literally spent thousands of hours coaching his own clients on these strategies of, you know, visible demeanor, tone of voice, you know, when to make eye contact, when not to make eye contact, facial expressions, body posturing, visible emotions, you know, and just the choice for him to testify, you know, in his own quote unquote defense, is always like a 99% to 1% chance that you're gonna, you know, harpoon yourself. But with someone, which now after watching him with his level of expertise, and I would say like the understanding of, you know, like say the juror's, you know, psyche.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable to watch. I mean, of course, you know, there's always human error. You know, he made some probably miscalculations. But at the end of the day, he just needs to sway or cause a doubt in one juror. That's it.
Sure. Is that what you think that was the goal here? It wasn't let's go all out and sway them all to innocent, but just let's get to one of them?
Well, I mean, I, you know, ultimately, you know, you always want to go for the grand slam, but he really just needs a single.
True.
To use a baseball analogy, you know, and then you go to, you know, so, you know, again, you know, in the review of the discovery. So he's not just a defendant who's relying on his attorney to translate the discovery and create a strategy, you know, he's literally reviewing discovery as he's done thousands and thousands of time through, multiple decades of a career, doing this, for a living. So he's both the attorney and the defendant at the same time. And then having a peer defendant with him. I would even venture to say there's a possibility that he may have even, come across this prosecutor as an opponent, in his practice. There's absolutely probably social media, YouTube, or, other maybe, closed circuit, court recordings where he could have even reviewed this prosecutor's methodologies. He absolutely knew what strategy they were going to use. Probably the line and methodology of questioning what timbre, is good for him. Is he a heavy handed, brute kind of guy? Is he more of a sarcastic or more divisive, where he's trying to, ask you the same question four different ways and then catch you, in a lie when you contradict yourself? So, he was privy to all this before going in. Game planning.
That's scary to think about, but you're probably exactly right as far as how he developed his strategy on how to play this in court, because it was almost spooky. You could tell Waters was getting frustrated up there. You could tell, I kind of enjoyed his little offhanded comments of like, sure, you did it, whatever. But it's like, but at the same point, that's still like something where that's an authentic reply. Like, this guy, he thinks he's going to go in for a kill. And every time Alex like, well, I don't know, Papa and Mama and Billy Bean exactly. down the road, they made a nice cherry pie. Let me tell you about the cherry pie that she made. Like, that's not relevant. No, the cherry pie is relevant. I'm going to talk about the cherry pie. You know, it was like just, and why did Waters not shut him down when he was going off on these tangents about the most random shit that had nothing to do with the case? Obviously, it was working in Murdaugh's favor because he's just trying to come across as down home and folksy, and it had nothing to do with things. How did the why? I don't know. So many of us, I think, we're just shaking our heads and cringing. Like, shut him up.
Yes. So, my response to that would be: so, as a prosecutor, even in a normal case where you have a non-professional, say, quote unquote, defendant, who's almost anticipating and counterpunching, and then maybe even trying to lead you down a road so that he can, double back on you, it's already a tightrope. In any, prosecution, the prosecutor is walking a very, very, very fine tightrope in not appearing to be, abusive, or too forceful, and then creating pity for the defendant. And then here, as you just stated, Murtaugh is literally, just playing his best, Southern gentleman, yes, ma'am, and no, sir. The whole time. And fortunately or unfortunately, as you said, I'm sitting there scratching my head and saying, I hate to say this, but I think he's edging him out. And as you said, the little quips and everything were definitely a sign of his frustration. But at the same time, being a skilled prosecutor, where he's reining himself in or biting his lip and not, allowing himself to, completely have an outburst, because he realizes that he could very, very easily, walking that tightrope, be the bad guy and even, elevate, Murtaugh's, alleged, Southern gentleman to a whole nother level with the jury.
Yeah. I mean, that does make total sense as far as not trying to be come across as the bully, if you will.
Yes.
How do you think it played to the jury where Alec came out and made all of the admissions of lying about this and that and the other thing and other thing too, but this one thing was the thing he didn't lie about? Is that believable? I mean, we got a lot of context now on Alec Murdaugh for this jury, well beyond things that are involving this specific case. Is that approach going to help or hurt him?
So I think ultimately, and again, you know, just speculating on the strategy, creating, where he appears to be contrite, he's repentant, but yet taking responsibility, saying, and then just to digress for one second, where the prosecutor, I believe, kind of played in to him because he kept saying, well, I don't really agree 100% with your statement. So then at some point, the prosecutor just started listing the names of everybody that he had already admitted that he defrauded and saying, so did you lie to Joe?
Yep.
Yes, I lied to Joe. Did you lie to Bob? Yes. What about Mary? Well, no, you know what? In honesty, I did steal her money, but we never spoke on the phone and we didn't have any meetings. So I actually didn't lie to her, it was amazing just to hear. And you just wanted to say, please just stop asking him these questions to specific individuals, because you're actually assisting him in creating, again, aiming just at one possible juror to say, you know what? I feel sorry for him. It's not even, I think, a case of saying that, he's not guilty of whether it's the financial crimes or the murder of his son and his wife, but you're just creating just that little, pocket of pity where it could sway somebody who's more motivated by emotion than, let's say, black and white logic.
And there was reports of some of the jurors, two of them crying when Alec was giving his testimony. And that could speak to two different things, I think. I don't necessarily think it means pity for Alec, but I think it could just mean pity for the situation. You heard a horrific story of lives that were ended too soon. You see the other brother that's out there. He's got his own line of shit too. But it's just as a human being, I could see being, just upset of the testimony of what was coming out. Or that could be, they really believe that Alec is telling his truth, if you will.
Yes. No, I agree 100%. Yeah. It could be just the sheer raw emotional content that, individuals who, have never experienced anything like this in their life now being thrown into this jury, are hearing, and it could be, completely overwhelming as well. And, another interesting point where now he's, kind of recanted that he wasn't at the scene just prior with this audio that, I guess Paul's phone caught with him.
Yeah.
I believe that is a total, again, in preparation, reviewing all the discovery, I would venture to say that that's a calculated risk in that there's way too many people that the prosecution could call in, including, voice recognition experts, digital technicians, where they can match, the actual, audio waves and everything with the same timbre as his voice, where that's something where that could totally dismantle this self-deprecation masterpiece that he was crafting, because that would cause the jury to say, well, you know what? I believe that is him. Now I don't believe or have sympathy for anything that he may have won me over the last 3 days. So I think it's dangerous, but it's a calculated risk where I think that his defense team and himself both all thought that, we have a very good chance of losing this argument. So we still have quote unquote plausible deniability you didn't leave right after that, and you still weren't present, because that's what really needs to be proved, that he was present at that moment or the moments that those two shootings happened. But I just really believe that that was a calculated risk of, you know what, we're going to have to admit to this too, because we have more of a percentage that we're going to lose this argument. So let's just, you know, take it in stride right now, and then still, you know, hopefully maintain the plausible deniability that we left immediately after that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We got more to come with Mark in just a bit. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss that part of the conversation. It's coming at you shortly. You can get a commercial-free experience of the show when you sign up through Apple Podcasts, by the way. You can try it for 3 days free. Check that out. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.